with Theater Talk on WBFO. I'm Gabe DeMayo.
And I'm Anthony Chase.
Well, it has been St. Patrick's Day recently, my friend.
With a vengeance. Nobody does it like Buffalo.
And I think it's appropriate, perhaps, that we go with the Irish theme in mentioning some of the plays that are around town. I guess the first one you might want to talk about is Once, that's opening up.
Once, lots of Irish music. It's about a musician who had difficulty finding his muse, getting his life on track, and he meets an Eastern European woman who helps him do that. And before we're through, we've heard lots of remarkably wonderful music made live before our very eyes. And it was a little sleeper of a show that once opened on Broadway based on a film. And it's just a little engine that could. It's still going and now on tour.
And it won a whole bunch of awards, too.
Well, including the best musical. It's beautiful. It's a beautiful show. And people may not know it, but they will love it. And you know, until you pointed it out, I didn't realize how much Irish product is around this week. It's just coincidence, I guess.
Well, I don't know if it's coincidence or by design, but there are many more Irish-themed shows to go through. Stones in His Pockets is another one.
Which we've mentioned before, but it's at the Irish Classical Theatre Company, and it's about a small Irish town where a Hollywood film is being made, and two actors portray all the people in the town and the people working on the film. And how these people and this town are changed by this event. Very smart performances by these fine and versatile actors at the Andrews Theatre, the Irish Classical Theatre Company.
And it's both a comedy, where they have comic elements to it and dramatic elements to it as well?
Well, yeah. As with all things Irish or Russian, there is an underlying layer of tragedy, which we deal with sometimes with a light hand, but sometimes taking very seriously, that not everybody responds to the arrival of this crew with equal joy. People gauge their lives against the success of others, and it has to do with feelings of self-worth, comparing ourselves to other people. And sometimes that's funny. Sometimes we laugh when they're crying. Sometimes we cry when they're laughing. And in an Irish drama, sometimes we just cry when they're crying. And that's what happens.
And speaking of another drama, another Irish theme too, talking about good people.
David Lindsay Abaire. We had mentioned it was coming up. I've now seen it. Eileen Dugan giving a marvelous performance as the central character. She's a woman who's had a very rough life raising a special needs child who's now an adult, but still has difficulty getting to work on time because she has this grown woman who requires care, living in the south side of Boston, just hand to mouth, job to job. And as the play begins, she's losing yet another job, and her girlfriend convinces her to go and appeal for help from a young man from the neighborhood who has become a big success. In fact, he's a doctor. Well, there are secrets to be revealed, and the title, the enigmatic title, Good People, will resonate in fascinating ways before the evening is over. The strength of this production is the terrific cast. In addition to Eileen Dugan, Peter Palmisano and Lisa Ludwig, Anne Gailey, Jeff Pichter, and a newcomer to Buffalo, April A. Jones, giving a terrific performance, a deft and beautifully crafted American drama, which did not, but should have, won the Tony Award in its year. Frances McDormand playing the part. She did win the Tony for her stellar performance. Just a terrific character and a complex relationships of people in a beautifully told story. And that's at the Cavanoke Theater.
And this has no Irish theme whatever, but it's certainly a great contemporary retelling of the Iliad called An Iliad.
An Iliad, Mad Witten telling the story of the Iliad alone. And it is him describing all of the situations, at times portraying the characters and telling the epic story of the fall of Troy. And he's terrific. They make connections to the entire history of war, including contemporary events. And he does a wonderful job down at Road Less Traveled.
It seems like regardless of whether the themes are Irish or not, there's a lot of good theater always to see in Buffalo.
Always.
With Theater Talk on WBFO, I'm Gabe DeMayo.
And I'm Anthony Chase.